What about Alex Gray?
Alex Gray's off to a good start. He's got good speed. He's got length as a 6'5 guy for tight end. And the contact part, we were anxious to see. He has had that in rugby. So the transition from rugby to football, I would say, in some respects, maybe easier than basketball or another sport. So we're excited to see where he can go. He's a bright guy. He's a good competitor. And he's making improvement each day.
Daniel, you made an emphasis on the ball, taking the ball away, protecting the ball. A ton of ball drills, pre-practice, all that kind of stuff, making sure we're handling the ball.
We never want that to be leave our thoughts. And one of our training camp objectives, Art, can we have the best turnover ratio in ball? And we know that's a hell of a challenge. It's not just the offense taking care of it. It's not just the defense going after it. It's them training one another to make sure, you know, in all times it's in our thoughts. So good news, it's now the players going after it and talking about it in practice. And once that happens, where the players are the ones leading the charge, which I love, that's when some of the really good results take place.
Speaking of the ball, you've seen KZ around it quite a bit, another interception today. What have you seen from him so far?
With KZ, that was one of the things that we admired about his game coming out of San Diego State. He played corner in college, so he's now making the transition to play free safety. We like doing that with guys who are tough, who are good tacklers, but maybe aren't as long all the time. And he's got a fantastic model in a guy who's made that transition in Ricardo. Not only is Ricardo such a good teammate to help bring him along, but he can talk about some of the nuances along the way of that transition from corner to safety. We're encouraged, and we're anxious to see what he can do on special teams. We feel like that's a role for him as well.
Dan, we know how much you work with the pass rush. When you have your moments with Vic, what are the emphasis? What's the emphasis? Because he already has shown me that he's got it. What are the things when you have those individual moments with him that you're looking at?
With Vic, there's oftentimes a big jump from a player from year one to year two. And I think there's another one that takes place between two and three. You have to go through some experiences to understand how do I deal with this situation? How does this technique work or not work? Also, the call of the defense. What can I do in this call? What I can't do in that call? So when you get to that spot and now you really start learning the smaller nuances of it, that's a lot of the conversations that we have. And the early player, I really emphasize the stance and some of the basic fundamentals. As you get further along, we try to find new levels that you can go to. And he's off to a good start so far, Vaughn.
Hey, Dan, I've got a 40-year-old question here for you. What do you know about the Grizz Blitz when you hear that term? It's been 40 years since they set the record in 77. And is there anything from your knowledge of that defense that you borrowed from?
Was Coach Glanville involved? Okay, well, I had a good conversation with him about it, and he said, I probably blitz a little more than you do, Coach. And but different styles, you know, how to best feature the players during that time. When you have guys who can man-to-man cover and play in that style and play aggressive, that's a good style. And that crew certainly embodied that. I think it's the toughness, you know, of that era and especially of that defense that sticks out to me.
Yesterday, Julio was asked about the wide receiver group and how they can get better, and he said that they just try and work on everything so there's no weaknesses, and he said that for Muhammad Sanu, it's him becoming more of a deep ball threat that they really didn't show that last year. Do you think that that's something that they will take on this year, and how do you think he'll be able to do that?
Oftentimes, players at the same position will coach each other. In other words, put another set of eyes on. I'm trying to really work this route today. And where Raheem may look at the whole picture, one of his teammates in a drill work or as the next play is going, they can talk about that. Yeah, you really stuck your foot in the ground and went. And that's what we try to emphasize, like the mentoring that goes back and forth where you can watch one another. They have to know what you're specifically looking to improve upon. So I imagine that was something that Mo wanted to include on. It's a good group, these receivers are. They're battling for it. All of them do have certain things to go on, but that's also some of their strengths. You got to train the weaknesses as well.
Dan, you're always very upbeat and optimistic in these settings, and from what players say, you are with them as well. I'm just wondering, maybe you don't know, we don't always get that from every coach, but I'm wondering, is it, after a long week or a long practice or a tough loss, is that tough for you to maintain at any time?
Yeah, I think I'm positive. I'm demanding of them and of the staff and of myself too. So yeah, I definitely share the disappointment when that happens, or share in the how much fun it is when we have a red zone period like we did today, where it's competing and battling for it. So those are the moments that I try to really stay in and not look too far down the line or too back, and really stay in those, and I enjoy those times. So once the problem comes up and you, all right, how are we going to solve this? Then I go on to the next thing. So I don't try to look too far back and or look too far ahead, but I enjoy what I'm doing, and certainly spending time with the guys.
I think I would say that was especially important this offseason. Was that especially emphasis for you this offseason?
Not for me more than others. It's just building the connection stronger, amongst the teammate to teammate. And now that you've been through, in a couple of years together, a number of them have been, you can see why their bond is so strong for one another. There were some examples that yesterday between Deion Jones and Keanu Neal that I shared with the team, just how strong that is. And that's the connection we're looking for.
Can you ask about Hooper? Last year he was rookie year. What surge do you have becoming a full-time starter after coming off a rookie year with that much better?
We think there's usually a significant jump that can take place from year one to year two, and we think there's another one that can take place between year two to year three. And Hoop has made that transition this offseason. He's thrown a great offseason. So coming back into camp, there's certain routes he wants to work on, certain things in the run game. So we're trying to challenge him in those ways to say, this part of your game, let's work like crazy at it. And we're encouraged about where he's headed. He has some great guys to go against and battle each day and practice, and that's really the only way he's going to get better at it. We can talk about it here, set some goals, but you got to put the work in. And he's doing that.
You just watched day two in pads. You've seen the first day in film. Anything about the trenches that stood out for you? Are you happy with what you're seeing?
I was happy on the first day. And looking back, can we play really tough, really physical at the line of scrimmage, run game, pass protection? Offensively, it's all 11 the way we come off the ball. That's the intent we're looking for. So I'm always trying to keep that in mind. Defensive line-wise, about penetration. When you can get that, that's when the disruption happens. If you penetrate along the front, especially in the run game, say about 8 out of 10 times, something's going to happen good for you if you can play that aggressive style. So that's the constant battle back and forth that can now take place with the addition of pads into our game.
Thank you guys.
All right, you guys have a great break, and we'll see you when we get back.
Thank you.